The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't fence corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in its true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ through his minister, Reverend Busuyi Olabode. We believe you'll be richly blessed.
Praise the Lord. Amen. From the interaction in recent time, God emphasizing the relevance, the importance of the love of the brethren. Now, have you ever thought it's as serious as this? Have you ever thought that? I tell you to myself, I know it's part of God, but I've never seen as serious as this, as weighty as this. And now, we thank Jesus for bringing, you think you are okay until they open a curriculum you have never explored. You have never explored. We give thanks to him. We can't travel like that by ourselves. Amen. Praise God. So we're seeing that the love of the brethren is a commandment of the Lord. It's not just an instruction. It's a commandment that must be taken if you will ever come to victory. Victory that Christ gives. Amen. Praise God. Or if you will ever be saved. When the victory means you will overcome, or you will ever be saved. They are all saying the same thing. So when you overcome, that you are saved. Amen. So it's important for us to just note that it's one of the major reasons why the book of 1 John was written. It's amazing. I've taught the book of 1 John for a long time. Many years, I don't know. I don't know how many times I've taught it. I remember sometimes in the 2004-05, at the time conversion first began, Reverend liked to teach always from that episode. Amen. So I wonder, what did I teach them? I think I did go record the message and listen. What did I teach? And it looks bright and beautiful. Amen. Praise God. It's an epistle that backed the vision for this assembly. It was joining, in there. The Lord said, this is the end time. This is the point the church is going to get into, where the message of the gospel is going to open its purity. So we have not preached the gospel in purity before. A time is going to come, we're going to go preach gospel as it is in the heart of God. Not something that is invented, God can speak a little and you will add your own to it. Amen. And it's going to be a big message. Praise God. But it's just a little light God shone. Praise God. A man can just take it and package it. And it will become massive, massive gospel. You can take just repentance. And package repentance and become massive gospel. Praise God. And just repentance towards God. And you will see that through all the Old Testament, all through all the New Testament, and men will cry and cry and cry and cry, and that's just an entry point of the gospel. Praise God. So it's beautiful, and I think it's so much of mercy that we are led to this point. And the Lord is just saying to me that we are still going to emphasize it, and in emphasizing it means that it becomes a major part, a document of the gospel that has to stay with us. So it's not something they're going to encourage you through. So try and manage. No, and you're not going to overgrow it. I discover you're not going to overgrow it. Love of the brethren is a life of God. And nobody can say it has come to the love of God if he does not have that love as part of his entity. Because God himself is love. And his love is relational, especially as it has to do with his person. The first time we will ever see God express himself as the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's the beginning of God that is traceable. And these three, Bible says that these three are one. They're not one person. They are expressed to us, they are expressed to creation as single personality. That's what some religion doesn't understand. Amen. But they also get confused why they negate the issue of Trinity and they want to establish the issue of unity. They also bring out things that's co-equal with God. For example, those who are in the other religion says their God is only one. Okay? Right? And he's eternal God. He does not have equal. But they also take their book and say that book is eternal. Is that all right? They say that book is eternal and that book cannot be upgraded. It's eternal. Everything is eternal. It's God. They tell you that it is downloaded straight from heaven and so it's eternal. It does not have review. I went in the house place. So if it's eternal, it's God. And the reverence given to it is the reverence given to God. I went in the house place. Amen. All the man behind the old movement itself, all the name of God is named EBS. God has 99 names. He has 99 names. So, what's the name? A name is the expression of a personality. So, if all my identity is what you have, you are equal to me. You are equal to me. So, while you are fighting on monotheism or so, but in principle, they are not monotheistic. Do you understand what I'm saying? I went in the house place. Amen. Praise God. So, you discover that God is expressed as three divine entities. Yet, there is perfect harmony. They exist in a brotherhood that no creation knows. That no creation knows. You see them projecting themselves. The Father projects the Son. Is that right? The Son projects His Father. The Spirit projects the Son. I went to the house, please. It's like they live for each other. They do not live for themselves. They live for each other. The Son will do, the Holy Ghost, you won't know His name. He doesn't reveal His name. He only reveals His operation. He didn't mention His name. Holy Ghost is not His name. Amen. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Which one is not holy among them? And they are all ghosts. Amen. He hears this name and is pleased heeding that name eternally. He's pleased heeding that name eternally. And he will take of him and will keep showing him, glorifying Jesus. Showing Jesus, glorifying Jesus. And the Father glorified His Son. And He said, I will still glorify Him. It's not yet enough. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Jesus only points the Father. Is my Father is greater than I. That's what people understand. Because He says greater than I, they say if it's, then it cannot be equal. In divine life, it's equal. The same glory, the same strength, the same power, the same wisdom. But for relationship value, so that man can understand that relationship and come into it, they have to display to us. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So how do you describe the Word was with God and the Word is God? The same was the beginning with God. The whole things were made by Him. So where is the one who didn't make all things? He's just telling you that the same. They are just the same. Yet they are different entity expressed. And they are not trying to hide that. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So you discover that. So if God at that level can express it, he that dwelleth in God dwelleth in love. That's God's dwelling. God has been that way before any creature will worship God. God is not test for worship. God is satisfied. Amen. What did I say? God is not test for worship. It's not God who's just, I'm testing. I seem not like the God of the earth, idol of the earth here. A blood testing, what, you know, wine testing, just pour it. Just pour it. That's what they have seen God in the Old Testament. I see God is hungry. He just wants blood, just pour, just keep cooking and just pour His blood. It's for your sake. It's because of your sin. To ensure you are not consumed. It's not for Him. Hallelujah. He has nothing in His worship to be better. God is complete. Amen. Hallelujah. When you can be brought to a point where you can worship God, you have been drawn near. You can't worship until you are near. So it's blessedness on your part that you can worship. Because it's not all creation that can worship God. How do you even seem to worship Him? Amen. Hallelujah. So today we're just going to see again that, you know, fill those scriptures in every way. I want us to see how it occupies every terrain of God's created order. Our brotherhood fills the terrain of all created order. It fills it, and they all adore it and keep it. And that's why it's left to us a commandment to be kept in all our journey. Praise God. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Shout hallelujah. You don't want to lay down your life for your brother. Huh? You want to escape it? That's your salvation. That's my salvation. Oh, maybe something you're going to just do for a moment and pass it and go to the next thing. No, it's going to be with you. Like I said, crosses. No, we used to say crosses before us. No, it was before us, but we are going to come to where the cross is, and cross will be with you. Amen. You know, that's not a good news for many people. They want to do it with the cross. Let's go for the glory and do it with the cross. But you see, if you do it with the cross, you won't be glorified. Because even on the throne today is the lamb that was slain. He's there with his cross. Amen. It has been transformed to glory. That cross has become glorious cross. So when you preach the cross now, it looks beautiful, glorious. It's when you receive it, you see crucifixion within your heart. It's no more rugged cross, right? It's a beautiful cross. Praise God. If you preach the cross of Christ now, you would like to take it. You like it. They have taken away the ruggedity from it. Amen. It's not the power of God. Praise God. But when you take it inside of you, you don't experience its effect. Right? It crucifies the world. It separates you from the world. It becomes a point in which you can't get to the world. What can get to you? Hallelujah. We are blessed. So, we have seen brethren on the platform of those who are born of the same Father, right? Once you are born of the same Father, you are brethren. And that's the general level of brethren. When you talk about all the saints. We, all the saints, love there is because we are all born from the same Father, right? The same. Amen. Praise God. We are all in Christ. So if we are all in Christ, we are all brethren. Praise God. So how many are the brethren? Millions. And many are joining every day. Joining every day. And that's why you must be able to see people who are born again in Nigeria and acknowledge the same experience they go through in Nigeria, the same experience they go through in Saudi Arabia. Right? Praise God. No, they can't preach new bat to Nigeria, in Nigeria, and preach the same new bat to an Iranian. And see the same effect, because to them, new bat is about physical change. You understand what I'm saying? The way they preach new bat is that when you are born again, repent of your sin, you do it with your earring, do it with your hair tie, they are put form into a new bat. So, you're going to want an Iranian to have the same posture to be born again. It's not going to be true. It's not going to be true. Even if Jesus wants to preach to the people who dwell in the realm where they are not wearing clothes, he didn't send to go and give them clothes for new birth. Do you understand? He didn't send you to go and do what? Give them new clothes as a symbol of new birth. Oh, just died for your sin, you are in sin, and at this point accept Jesus and just take a cloth. No. That cloth becomes your righteousness, right? Amen. They don't know what they're talking about. They're not aware of their alert. You're the only one who's conscious of that sin. Are we right together, please? And you're the only one who needs to be hurt by that sight. They don't need to be hurt. That's where they live. They are okay. You're the one that needs to be upgraded to be saved from that look. Do you understand? I said you are the one that needs to be saved from that posture. It's not their sin, it's your sin. Why is it your sin? Your consciousness. Amen. If I'll be it as they go on, and God can give them the Holy Ghost without putting any clothes on, to show that their heart is purified. So you must be able to relate in that manner with everyone who believes in Jesus across the whole world. Does he really believe from his heart? If he believes from his heart, that's what you want to check. Does he really believe from his heart? Or is just a church person? Once he believes from his heart, then he's cleansed inside. That was the amazement of Peter. That was his amazement. Wow, the Gentiles are unclean. In every way, they are unclean. Everything about their approach of life is unclean. To them, the Gentiles know God in any area. But they do not acknowledge God in any matter. They do their things based on their conscience. And a Jewish man does things by the way the Lord says it in every matter. So to him, a Gentile is without God. By seeing the Bible. When you are without God, when you are alien, strangers from the covenant of promise, praise God. And God said, kill and eat this uncleanness. I made them like that. Leave them like that. It's okay for me. Kill it. He said, no way, man. No way. Okay, let's go there and you will eat when you go there. You can't eat here. If you have eaten here, you have eaten by faith. And your blindness has been taken away. Well, you don't want to eat it here. Eat here by faith. Let's go and eat by experience. So, in the vision, it was clear. God led him to go to Joppa. I mean, God led him to follow those who came from Cornelius. And as he was getting there, you know the story. As he was getting there, because if God did not do it with Peter, if he has done it with another apostle, it won't be standing. That experience will not be valid. God took the sheep among them, in which you can't deny his experience. Praise God. As God there, you know what he would be having in mind? They were just gathering their own crude way, the Gentile way. They're not covering themselves in their way. That, oh, with the holiness of the Jewish man. Oh, see, God just appeared to me and told me that I have to go with this man. Like that. He wasn't preaching to them. While he was still rambling, his experience, the Holy Ghost fell on them. And he said, it was the same way it fell on us. No difference. God not making any difference. It means that the external has no difference. That's no difference. God's problem is not the external. If anything is wrong with the external, it's because it was wrong with the internal. And you can never know what is wrong with the external until you come to know what is wrong with the internal. Or else your external is your goggle. And it's your limitation. Why you won't reach the more of God? You don't know what is right. And God shows it. It is your shirt, you know it's right. Your shirt, it's your pocket shirt. Eh? Somebody just gave you that goggle. It's a lie. There's nothing right about it. Amen. You can't acquire more of God through it. And sin cannot stop through it. If a thing has no power to tamper with sin, then it has no power. So, you are going to be able to understand that you have brethren like that across the whole earth. So the day God led you to go to, I want to see strange people. Go to Igbira. Igbira land. Igbira is not even strange. If I see among us here. Amen. Those on the Common Hill. Common Hill, Nigeria. Now many of them now are clothing. Because the earlier people that went to Common Hill for missionary work made clothing and schooling emphasis. And that's why the work in that place is slowed down. They made clothing and schooling emphasis. They didn't make the spirit emphasis. So you see later on they keep getting clothes, getting schooling, yet they are not changing their heart. But those things cannot change heart. Are we in the house, please? Praise God. So external is the last thing you change. The internal is the first thing. The business is internal. And the Lord wants you must be able to blind your eyes from the external. You must be able to blind your eye from it. Oh, it's insulting you. Let it be more insulting you. That's how you are made better. Amen. Praise God. It's insulting your mind, insulting your culture, insulting your religious, whatever, insulting everything you have. Do they believe in their heart? That was the question, you know, Philip asked the Ethiopian Enoch. Do you believe with all thy heart? Do you believe with all thy heart? He said, I believe. They won't stop water. Seeing water, what stop you from being baptized? Amen. So that is the point you find most of the world use brethren in the book of Acts. The world use brethren connotes that general assembly of God's people, God's children, who are in Christ. You understand? And so you're going to have them in various forms, various ways, various pictures from various tribes and tongues and places and all of that. And you're going to find it easy to relate with them. In our last visit, we were talking about some Iranian guys who just met Jesus in Iran. You know, just met Jesus and someone family like that, and 10 family like that, and they had to move to the UK to settle. So passionate, so lovely heart. You now know what evil that religion has done against humanity. So lovely heart, you know. They're wondering why people who are Christians are not serious. You know? Oh, wow, this Jesus is not as cheap as that. This Jesus, to you, is the Jesus of your church. But this Jesus is the Savior. He's the Lord and Savior of all mankind. He's powerful, he's beautiful. He's because of their experience. They had a first-hand experience. They met Jesus. Not by preaching. By experience, by encounter. Hallelujah. Amen. So I was longing to meet them. I told Pastor Hans, I said, oh wow, I was just hearing that some days before we left. I said, wow, next time I come here, I must meet these people. I love to meet the Iran. I love to meet the Saudis, the Arabians. I love to meet them. I love to meet good heart, beautiful. I was watching online of recent some Christians from Iran singing song. Wow. Iraq singing song in the native language of Jesus. Because they speak the Aramaic of the native of Jesus. Beautiful. So these guys have nice string like that. I said, wow. God, children all over the world. Amen. Praise God. And get prepared to associate with them, to relate with them, and not to ever look on them on the external. Praise God. So, we will spend time on that, and I think God will always have to, you know, speak to us along the line. They are born of the same Father and all of that. And that context in which you talk about brethren is those who meet together, okay? I think I talk about that also. When believers meet together in a place like this place, these are your brethren here. That's another level of brethren, okay? Amen. It's still about those who believe Jesus, but they are your brethren because you meet together. You fellowship together from time to time. You know, so you see, all the apostles writing were writing to churches, and they were written to brethren because they were written to churches in Thessalonica, churches in Achaia, churches in Philippia, all of that, you know, they meet together. You see Peter talking about, yeah, when they were going to appoint the deacon, he told them, look among you, for some men of honesty, you know, for some men among your brethren, look among your brethren. So these are, because you are together. You're not going to look outside that. Wherefore, brethren, look here among you, some men of honesty. You're not going to look outside that border for that requirement. Though you have brethren all over the world, but for the job to be done in that place, you're going to look within the border of that place. Amen. And sometimes you want to do a thing in the local assembly there, and your mind is on, if only we can bring someone from Lagos. No, no. If it is assembly work, it's going to be among us here. So God's going to raise gifts. We must not look outside. We must look inward. You understand what I'm saying now? Amen? If it's going to be prophecy, God will put the grace of prophecy on Paul's somewhere to prophesy. And so even if he starts prophesying, he may not prophesy like start that brother over there. No, he's over there. This is the one that is here. We're going to listen to this one and relate with it. Do you understand me? You must look inward into the assembly when it has to do with the issue of administering the Spirit among your brethren. If you're carnal and external in terms of looking at how the thing is designed, you want to import gift from everywhere and make this church grow. No, it doesn't grow that way. The church will not grow. It won't grow. If it is the keyboard is playing, let me be playing it. We'll be enjoying it. I want the house this. If then God knows that we need more hands there, he will bring it by himself. So we must discern the Lord among our brethren. We must discern the Lord there. And not have eyes that look everywhere. But sometimes we go for meetings like convention. If you like staying back in Lagos, if you stay back there, you'll be dysfunctional. A week after the meeting, you just went out there. The thing is not looking jig. Because the essence of that garden has been finished. You are supposed to go back with your brethren or your company. Though you have Christians everywhere in the world, but you have your company. Some don't have any company. Oh, everyone is a company. The shadow of Jesus Christ, bought and washed by his blood. Of my people are all over the world. I relate with them. I connect with them. I worship with them. You are a liar. Bro, you are a liar. It's not designed to function like that. Do you understand what I'm saying? You will never grow. You will be a problem. Because you will bear witness of Jesus in a wrong way. Your witness of him will be a lie. Praise God. So when people have those fantastic expressions, you just look at them and I can let you pity them. I don't know you are pitying them. Because you're just saying that this one is going to disappear very soon. Because you are not connected spiritually. And you are not connected the way Jesus designed it. And you'll be surprised within 2 years, those people you overlook and you feel they are not body. Within 2 years, they are changed. And you pick a baby, say, wow. And say, you are pretty. It's an anticipation. Amen. Praise God. You are sitting have your father there. You are just sitting tintly. It's not yet busting out. It's not yet real. That's why the child in 2 weeks can change. You look like the mother. So, but you were looking at your father last week. He said, I belong to no man. I don't belong to any man. And next 1 month, your grandfather is showing. Amen. So if you are the mother, you are happy. He looks like me. Very soon. You know, he has not brought up his own identity. He's going somewhere. So you can't look down on any believer and feel your, no. No. There's Christ in them. And if they are fed, they will evolve. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, God wants us to understand that and relate like that. Relate with your brethren. Move in and look at them, see them, discern them. Know that Christ is in them. Know that they have the Spirit of God within them. Know that they have a hope in the gospel. As they are feeding, they will change, they will evolve. Hallelujah. And that brings me to that next part of, yes, those whom you feed together. Because there are people who can be in church and they're not feeding with us. They're not feeding with us. They have their pastors everywhere. They just use one to join what they just join their meal, you know. Just take, where's their service? Just take and just join your meal, you know. It's not your resource house. No, you are not doing well. You're not doing well. You don't have a brotherhood. You can't have brethren in the air. I went in the house this Facebook membership. Praise God. Amen. I think in 1 Corinthians 10, Paul was bringing a thing to us there about let's go there. Moreover, brethren, can I say, my brethren, I will know that you should be ignorant. How that all our fathers were under the cloud, and all passed through the sea. They were all what? You are not with me. You are not with me. It's a simple teaching, Abby. But the Lord just said, I should bring out every fiber of this thing out, okay? And that's why we're still on it. And we're all, not some of them, we're all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. We're all, not some of them. So those whom they were baptized with, together with, are brethren of another class. And did all, read with me please, eat the same spiritual meat. Don't even go to the next one. This place makes them a people. You know, yeah. They all ate, they all drank, they were all baptized. They have a common experience. I wonder when Jesus was being taken away, the Bible says that he was seen of around 500 brethren at once. Huh? That's what Paul accounted in 1 Corinthians, I think 15 or so. Was seen at once by 500 brethren at once. But when he was taken up in the upper room, he gave instructions, only 120 were left there. After that, it was seen of above 500 brethren. Hence that brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present. I like that. I like that. I like this part of the gospel. That some people of those experiences were alive when the epistles were written. I'm coming there one of these days. Amen. The epistle is not what one man just sat down and wrote and said, God said. No! There were real experiences that is so clear. You can see that it was accounted. Some of them were alive at the present time. Of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are falling asleep. So if anyone of the writers lie on any account, there were people living at that time that would say, did it not? You will hear that there was argument in church on certain part of the scriptures. But historically, there was no time in history of the church where disciples argue on the authenticity of the writing of the scriptures. So the accounts were well documented. Amen? If anyone can believe the Bible, if you believe any other thing, you are a liar. You believe a lie. The account of scriptures stand the highest test of proofs of validity. Highest test. One of these days, we're going to get on the air. Test of validity of scriptures. Amen. Praise God. To know that when you believe Jesus, and when you believe the Bible, we're not just trying to be religious. We sought for truth, and we sought with our heart and with our brain open. Amen. Yeah, with our heart and brain open. Hallelujah. Are we together, please? So 500 there. 500. At the time he ascended and left behind, I don't know how many demons left behind, but at the time the Holy Ghost came, they were 120. Where did they go? The Bible says he gave them commandments. It was not his instruction. It was commandment that you wait. Tarry ye at Jerusalem until you be endued with power on earth. But those who are not used to obeying had strayed away. And it was clear 120 remain. 120. They're talking about that 120. Praise God. And 120. And they said, when they were going to send the Holy Ghost, they sent 120 clothing tongue of fire. Not 121. Because the 120 were well numbered. Praise God. So it told you that some didn't go through all the experience together with them. They began, they couldn't finish. Your case will not be like that. For some of us, in this day, you're not in church. Major things will happen. Things that cannot be replayed. That in next 50 years, they'll be looking for those who were part of that experience for certain things to be done. Yes. In the ordination, they don't mean to repeat it. They can only look for those who were there at that point. When they look at the agenda, I want to do this matter. But this matter can only work with those who were there at that. That's where it is. Amen. Pastor, friend, let's have it. Thank you.
Oh, Mofofolea, Severin Apostolini Apasti Uvaya. Ovaya, over, Vana Trasasna Emeli, Tali Vavrena Latini. Avana over Vanata Spetini Vondis Ovivia, Castivinia, Cas Latios. Yes, for indeed, I have brought measures. I have come with measures. I have brought measures. For when my people gather, I ordain measures. And that is why you must not forsake the assembling of yourselves together. Because measures are dispensed. Measures after measures. Measures of the Spirit. Measures of life. Measures of truth. Measures. Your growth is tied to those measures. Yea, your growth is tied to measures. For it must come little here and a little there. Yea, your growth is tied to measures. Your salvation comes in measures. They come in measures. Yea, you must reference the togetherness of your brethren. You must gather with your lot. Yea, they are your lot. They are your lot in the spirit. For when you talk about lot in the spirit, you talk about persons and inheritance. You talk about inheritance. But when you are numbered among a lot, you partake of the blessing for the lot. You partake of the entrance for the lot. You partake of the inheritance, a portion for the lot. Assign the patterns of fighter. Let me not stop in it. Yeah, you must learn to gather with your lot. Gather with your lot, for there is the portion of your life.
That's very, very true and accurate. That's very, very true. You can't see anybody who does not discern assembling of brethren amounting to anything much in the kingdom. Go check. Everyone you have seen that has been greatly used, they are addicted. It's like an addiction. So as if you are not okay if you are not there. In those days in the local center, I arranged myself for it. Against days when there won't be transport fare, okay? I have my kind of canvas. I have my kind of umbrella. Okay? I have my kind of... It takes care of every season, okay? No, God can provide money every day, but in case one day there's no money, in case one day there's rain, so it's just an addiction. You can't explain why you are like that. And there's a way they make you in such time. Not because of what you are hearing. Devotion connects to something in God. Devotion is not religious, it's spiritual. If you are spiritual and you're not devoted, it's not spirituality. True spirituality goes with devotion. You see, we don't have to be spiritual, okay? No. Tell me one person who is spiritual and is not devoted. Tell me one person. Jesus. Tell me. He said, the zeal of thy house has consumed me. Zeal of thy house. Is it Paul? Go and check that. So God look for devoted hearts when it's time to do things that has to do with things of the Spirit, right? Go and check credential of Zacharias. And he was a devout. Thank you. Devout. Praise God. Thank you for that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God has to capture your heart, okay? When he captures your heart. Your song. I'm just saying, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. It's more than you've captured my heart.
Consumed my heart with your love.
You have
captured my heart. Consumed my heart with your love. If all I say is Jesus, 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 that's more than enough.
If all I say is Jesus,
if all I say is Jesus, 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 that's more than enough.
Well, bless you, Lord, for you can capture a man's heart. You can capture a man's heart. Amen. Praise God. And that's why, as we see the day approaching, he said, do not neglect the assembling of yourselves together. It's for the sake of going through the same experience. Now, I will go through my friend on my bed. No, you don't get it. There's an experience that is allotted to your company, okay? They won't give you on your bed. You know, lie. The days of that lie where you say I'm in the spirit, I'm in church, it's already gone, you know. In a day, it used to make a sense. Say when I'm in the spirit, I'm in church. To be in the spirit means to be in church. It's a lie. Amen. Praise God. And those who are so spiritual guys who are in the third heaven will be on their bed on Sunday and they will be in church. Oh my, you are in your bed, you are not in church, right? Praise God. So, you understand, I'm your friend, that is brethren, when people go through the same experience, feed on the same thing, go through the same leading, the same pastoring, the same oversight. Huh? In doing that, there's a mayor of a lot, mayor to them. Because they are in a company of a sort that is not a replica of another company. Do you understand what I'm saying? If there are two churches here, one church is there, and another church is there, and the next company there, their product will not be the same. It will be the same. Even if they sing the same song. Because the Spirit administers grace within the confines of that place, that assembly. Especially much more because of the food they eat together. They eat the same food, spiritual meat, and they drink the same spiritual drink. All of them the same. The other one I've talked about, brethren also as those who went the truth, and because of they eat the same food, they'll go through the same experience and persecution and affliction together. You know that each time word of God comes, persecution that correlate to the word, we come with it. Some things you won't go through in your life if you don't hear any kind of message. You won't go through in your life and the experience and the import of it, you never have in your life. But once you are introduced to the kind of message, the corresponding tribulation, I think this is the account of the Torah, okay, and said, persecution that came by reason of the word. It means that without the word, that persecution will not come. So there is a way to calibrate experiences, afflictions, and trouble with the food you eat. Amen. In the wilderness, that manner they gave them is to expose their heart. Not one person, all of them. You can't eat manna and not react. You either give glory to God or you complain or mama, you will do something. You can't eat manna and be going normally. No, you know. The way they made that manna is such that it goes your heart straight. It has finger. The manna has finger. Once we eat it, the finger spread your heart. It must expose what is in thy heart. Amen. They made the weight, and some guys are very smart. They went to and pack plenty. They want more weight. Ah, this is too light. Let's eat. They want to remove the finger from it. As they pack it, the next day it's bread warm. Warm. They now learn that they have packed the one that belongs to other people. Because when it rained down, they number those who are in the camp. So when you carry more, somebody's own is with your own. Go and take away pan and wait Omar for Omar and return the rest. Amen. So you can see that they administer everything. What is coming out now is under administration. And it's not me preaching. Amen. I tell you, sometimes when the Lord says, this area, I just feel, this is too small. What are we going to say about it? I have to believe it. And I'll find out that in 2 hours, I can't finish it. Who expanded it? The Lord. It's like that bread of that small boy. The Lord just said, no, go and make them sit down. Give them no eat. They say, we don't have anything. We have a small boy here who has one small cat and fish. Good. That's the way to get the kingdom moves. Make them sit down, 50-50. Take it and serve it. They were serving it, they didn't finish. That's the way the word is. You can't finish it as you serve it. Just serve it. You can't finish it. So it is when you don't know it that you add your own to it. You sit down and make a note and add your own to it. No. Amen. It's at the point of service that the thing begins to multiply. The same thing happened when Jesus Christ, knowing the marriage at the Cana of Galilee, you know that marriage? He told them, take the water, go and give to the chief, the governor of the feast. Between taking the water and giving to the governor, the thing changed. Why they took it? It was what they took. The point when it changed, nobody knew it. It is the journey. So when you obey the Lord Jesus, things will happen around you that you cannot explain, okay? It's a spiritual house. It's not a natural, it's a spiritual house. How shall we survive? We don't even think it. Don't think it. If they want to make one daughter and we're headquarters of money, they will make it. I'm telling you. Just by serving the food for the season, things around will be affected. That will force money to come down here. Amen? And I know money is coming down here. Amen. Not because it makes anything, but you know, it's just going to be the transaction. Eh? On the air every day. 7 days of the week. 30 days of the week. Read Bible, play songs there. Just spend money, lavish money with the gospel. Preach, sing song, read the Bible. Huh? Amen. That's what money should do, okay? And while we're still alive, not very long from here, you will see it happen. Oh, it's not far at all again. It's not far at all again. We will visit the land with the gospel of eternal life. Amen. Praise God. So you discover. So that's what it's meant for. So if the seed is not taking root, then it can't withstand the afflictions and the persecution that comes by it. It's proved that it can't stay. So the word travel with its affliction, travel with its prosperity, travel with its multiplier effect. Praise God. We must never stop preaching the word, okay? I said we must never stop preaching the word. We become a doctor at preaching with it, okay? So a professor at preaching with it. That is your business. That's your profession. Anything you are, tell yourself, preaching is the number one business here. A lot of times, speak the word. You will see things happening in the company. You understand? Not just forceful fellowship time. You know, that kind of forced fellowship that has no life. It's just a Christian school. Let's have fellowship time. 30 minutes. Dry 30 minutes. That they are always forced to, you know? When people are blessed in a place, you don't force them to come there. Because in the school, they must have to obey him. They don't come. We'll be looking at their faces. No. When there's life there, they will love to come. When you call them, they will be there. When your life is speaking in, they will come there. Amen. That's the kind of leader you should become, okay? Not tying their salary to their fellowship. It's not more a blessing, it's already a curse. It's not, yes, it's not my blessing. Tie their salary to it. When they are coming grudgingly. How would they be blessed? I'll just say, every bad person in life, come to eternal embassy. If you don't come to service, you are not a blessing. You are a curse already. Then I will bless you. I will make you a blessing. When you are a blessing, things gravitate towards you. People gravitate towards you by themselves. If not now, later on, they'll find out, no, there's something about this person. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. How many of you here hated prayer because you were forced to pray all the time? Or you hated fast when you're young, they punish you with fasting. So you just swore in your life, if I grow up, fasting, nope, in my house. And Christian parents can punish children with those things, thinking they are helping, you know? To make them more hungry. Amen. Those of children should be forced to at least a measure of good should be forced. But if you don't force them, they want to remove it. Is that not that way in my house? Eh? Night praying thing. Oh, wow. We pray for Jesus, make daddy sleep up today. That today now, some people did not know the miracle why we didn't pray by 4 o'clock. They didn't know what happened. I want to feel like that in my house there. You didn't just know what happened by 4 o'clock that we didn't pray. What really happened today? Did an angel pass through this house? So you got to force you sometimes to do at least a measure that in the future you won't forget, okay? Just a little man, just force a little. Praise God. So let's move a little bit today. We have looked at that issue of afflictions and troubles and all of that. Then you can also talk about brethren of those who have the testimony. That's another level. Brethren and those who have the testimony of Jesus or who receive who have experienced the commandment. I know you know the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. The essence of the prophecy is the testimony. So what the prophecy is supposed to do to you is to transfer the testimony to you. The record of Jesus. What is the record of Jesus? That is the water and the blood and the spirit. What is the record of Jesus? the water, the blood, the spirit. That are the three things that you must participate in to have the testimony of Jesus. In 1 John chapter 5, it talks about the record in heaven. There are three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. These three are one. You get it? Praise God. These are the three that bear record in heaven. The three are one. There are three, they are one. None of the agreeing one, they are one. They are co-equal. They are co-equal and they are integrated in the oneness. Completely one. In heaven, they are one. It's only when they begin to minister to you, either as a savior, as a baptizer, whatever, that you see difference in them. In heaven, they are one. But in earth, that's the next verse. Verse 8, and there are three that bear witness in earth. In earth, not on earth. In earth. Because you are the earth that must bear their record. Amen. Praise God. In earth, we are of the earth, earthy. So when it says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth, not on earth, in earth, as it is in heaven. So it means man is built, designed to carry will. Amen. Are you here? So these three bear witness in earth. So in earth, earth must experience the spirit, the water, and the blood. And the three must come together and agree in one or produce one person, which is the Son of God. Amen. You got it? These three agree in one. See the next verse. For there are three that bear. Okay. If we receive the witness of man, the witness of God is greater, for this is the witness of God which he testified of his Son. So the Son is the Spirit, the water, and the blood. That's why you must be born again. Except a man be born again, he cannot see what? The kingdom. Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he can't enter. But when you come into it, you must partake of blood. So you need the Spirit and the water for entrance. You need the blood to be heir or to partake in the life of the kingdom. Or to inherit the kingdom. Testament. That's the testament. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Yeah. The testimony of Jesus. The testimony of Jesus is those three. Those three. The Spirit, the water, and the blood. Praise God. Amen. Let's read Revelation 19. Let's just read some few places there. I trust the Lord to help us today. I'm hoping I want to run off this place. This is your brother who bought that. Let's see. And I fell at his feet to worship him, and he said unto me, see thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren. This is not the brethren he has been talking about before. your brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. That angel is the angel of Jesus. That angel is an angel of the testimony. It's an angel of the age to come. You know, there are some angels that are not just the angel of the present kingdom that will be done away with. Some angels are angels of the age to come. They are angels of the testimony. Some angels are angels of heirs of salvation. They won't just help you to get inherited in salvation and go away. No, they are part of the program forever. So this angel is a fellow servant. And it's the brethren of those who have the testimony of Jesus, which is the spirit of prophecy, which is the witness of Jesus, which is the spirit, the water, and the blood. Hallelujah. They have the complete life of the Son of God. And of them which keep the sayings of this book. Of them which keep the sayings or the prophecy of this book. The sayings there are the prophecy or the interpretation of this book. Are we in the house, please? And you know that this book is actually meant to seal them with the blood. That's why those who had victory in it, they overcame him by the blood, not by the water. Amen. They have experienced victory before, but they need to have the victory that Jesus had. And they won't have that victory except they have the testimony that Jesus had. That's why that it's not he that came by water only, emphatically. He that came by water only, but there is still Christ. There's a presence of Christ that is by water. Not by water only, but by water and by blood. And it's the Spirit that bears witness. I will be house this. It will look as if it's the same word, but what they come to do is not the same. The same message can come back to you to bring the blood. I could have brought the water before. I will be house this. The same word, but different operations. So when the blood is to come, what are we be hearing? It's the same word. But the service of it is not going to be the same. So also the experience you have with him will not be the same. Amen? Like you have had new birth before. When you had new birth at another level, it's as if, was I born again? You were born again. What the word is doing now is not the same. So I see every time we come to church, I see we're not born again. Eh? I see we're starting afresh again. No, you're not. You are changing. You are changing. It's another level entirely of change. Praise God. Amen. The Bible is terrible. This is he that came by water and blood. Even Jesus Christ, not by water only. It's not by water only, but by water and blood, and it is the Spirit that bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. So the vehicle must bring in the complete truth. Praise God. So when John was to worship the angel refused it. Because we are fellow servants. We carry away our brethren. Though I'm an angel, you are an apostle. But we are brethren. We carry the same thing. We operate the same spirit. Praise God. But John never knew that. If John had known it, he wouldn't do that. Because of the assignment of that angel, overwhelming, the presence overwhelming. Though it's overwhelming, but the template inside is the same. Amen. It's the same. It's a configuration. So you see that it's the inward nature that determines their brotherhood, right? It's inward nature. It's inward nature. This one here, okay, you know, the same angel came again, okay. Let's start from there. Let me just see. Let me read from verse 6. And he said unto me, these things are true and faithful. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to shew unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the book of the prophecy of this book. This book. Because that book is the little book that was to complete the program of salvation. The first one was Christ. That was the blood. That was the water, the blood, and the spirit. I went to ask this. But this book is the book that was brought from the open of the ark of God in heaven. Amen. And when the ark of God never was opened, there were thunderings and lightnings, and the word came that now it's come the time when the completion of the program of salvation will be done on the earth. Praise God. And this man will be brought to inheriting God. So this book was meant to bring that content, that saying. Amen. That was the essence of the book of Revelation. No, it was written to servants. Who are already servants, who have the testimony of Jesus. But they need to have the testimony of God by reason of the mystery of God that must be accomplished. Praise God. Which God has declared to his servants, the prophet. Which God has declared. So there's a declaration of finishing which God gave to his servants, the prophets. These prophets are not just the prophet of the fivefold ministry. But there are many of the prophets of the fivefold ministry who are going to still strive to be fellow servants of the testimony of Jesus. Okay? Amen. Praise God. So let's go back there to 22, verse 8. And I John saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel, which showed me this prophecy of the little book. Then he said unto me, see thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren, not of the other, of the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God. You will see here that it was towards the finishing of the old book of Revelation. Amen. And there are brethren who are of the prophets. There is another class of servants. Amen. So you can see that I believe that for us, before you enter into the brotherhood of divinity, this is the last of them. The highest order is brotherhood of divinity. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. So can you see how brotherhood ran through the spirit to the inheritance of eternal life? Amen. Praise God. Because the angelic understands this more than any one of us. Angels understand the brotherhood. And what makes them keep order is their brotherhood, the bond they have. And that's why sometimes if there's going to be delusion of some of them, they fall together. They are so bonded together. So bonded. And they have great regard for their order. In Psalm 103, verse 19 or so, bless the Lord, all his angels that exert in strength. That the Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless you, the Lord, bless the Lord, his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. These angels are at a realm of brotherhood. Amen. So you see that order ranking down like that. Bless you, the Lord, all his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. So you see that all they do in that sphere is pleasure. Praise God. Bless you, the Lord, all his work in all place of his dominion. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. So all in those realms, when I say bless the Lord, is that they give out certain worship to God, which cannot be duplicated by another ranking. What they do in the realm of pleasure cannot be done by host. Praise God. They keep order like that. They keep their brotherhood like that. Even when some of them fell out, God's going to see that in brotherhood, they can fall out of the brotherhood. They can fall out of the brotherhood. That was the warning, actually, in the book of 1 John. We're going to take time to read it tonight before we go. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. They are so bonded that they don't want any one of them to fall out. They don't want any one of them. It's a major loss when any one of them fall away. It's a major loss. It's not a time to celebrate. It's a major pain. Because of their identity and what they do together. That service they do together is their joy. It's their joy. When something falls out of them, something goes wrong with what they do. There's hardly any, apart from God setting, even the Son of the Morning that was placed over the mountain of God, over the church of the Seraph, was not to do it in isolation. Because he was one of the sons of God, right? He has his people. He has his brethren. But because of his heart, he stood away from that brotherhood. He stood away from that relationship. It's not the only angel in that Kedah. I went to the house place. But you know what he said? How do we lift it up? He wants to do his own thing privately. He has a hidden agenda. I went to the house together, please. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have said this so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. These stones are angelic host. That's the way, that's how God set him. But he was not the only one who is an anointed cherub. Anointed cherub. It's not the only anointed cherub. There are many of the anointed cherubs. Praise God. When you hear Michael, it's an anointed cherub. There are cherubs with name. When you hear the word Lucifer, it's a cherub with name. It's not the only one who has name. Michael has name. I went in the house, please. Gabriel has name. It's not the only one of the angels who has no name. So when it's angel with names, they are a brotherhood. Praise God. And you will see why the other angel will not stand against him. They will not stand against him. Until they have emptied him. What they will do in the answer is to empty him. So that he will become like a mere man. The way he is now, they can't rebuke him. They can't speak unwholesomely against him. I went in the house, listen. They can't. They have to empty him and make him become a mere man. And it's the job of the sons of God to empty him. I went in the house, please. Praise God. That is the job of the sons of God to empty him. For now, it's not empty. The devil is not empty yet. It's full of power. It's full of glory and beauty. It's full of beauty. It's still beautiful. Though he has corrupted his wisdom by reason of trafficking, the devil is not an ugly man you're talking about. He's a beautiful man. Amen. Praise God. How can he lead nations if he's ugly? For now, he's the one leading all the nations of the earth. He leads all the nations of the earth here. For now, the beast and the woman, Babylon, are still serving its purpose completely. And it's managing their affairs to ensure that they are not at their wit's end. It's in charge. Praise God. Saying that they won't see my nakedness. No woman will see my, they won't see my corruption. And he's managing it. But God will put in his heart. The one who will let. The son of perdition will be made manifest. God will ensure that in his program he will lose calculation. Amen. He's the one managing sin. He doesn't want sin to get to his fullness. No, he doesn't want the man of sin to appear quickly. But the more he stays to manage iniquity and the son of sin is not appearing, then sin can do his havoc. As an hidden mystery that man does not know how to tamper with. It's a virus for now that man doesn't know what to do with it. But in the agenda of God, is going to inspire him and he will miscalculate his program. Amen. So let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first and that man of sin be revealed. The son of perdition. That son is a major instrument he has. And he doesn't want that son to come to his end. Praise God. But he that will let. And something will happen. Praise God. I went in the house. I'm just saying that you will discover that the angels themselves, they don't disregard Lucifer. Because they are brethren. They don't. They hold him in high regard. You remember in the book of Job, it was the time of the sons of God, you know, and he strode in there, and God said, where are you coming from? Even God himself, he said, where are you coming from? He said, I'm from to and fro. I'm having my free day everywhere. I'm a free man, I'm not under control of anybody. I'm not under any manipulation. Nobody's controlling me. That's what he wants to do. He wants to be lawless. He wants to be free. He doesn't want to be under. You know what he says? When comest thou, then answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. To and fro, up and down. Nobody stops me. Amen. That's in God's presence. So like I was teaching on Sunday in Aquarius, it's a dignitary, okay? It's a dignitary that they know is a dignitary and they treat him like that, okay? Praise God. If you underestimate the devil, it will finish you. Because in the spirit, you are lawless. Devil don't fall down for God, though. And it's not accurate. Go and check it. There's no place in the Bible you see them talk to him like that. Amen. You know, when you give your enemy, who you know is strong, some measure of respect, he's also afraid. He's afraid. He doesn't know why you are doing that. Amen. He was contending with the body of Moses. That's what he's talking in Jude 1:9. Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, does not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuked thee. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem. The Lord rebuked. That's what he said also in the book of Zechariah. We're going to resist Joshua. The Lord said unto Satan, the Lord, who's the Lord himself, said to Satan, listen, I rebuke thee. Said the Lord. He's using his majesty against him. The Lord rebuked thee, oh Satan, even the Lord that has chosen Jerusalem rebuked thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? You say you don't know Joshua? When he clothed Joshua with raiment, an high priest, he clothed him with the raiment. He filled the garment. All of this one, Joshua did not know what was going on. So they have an advantage in the spirit. You don't know what is going on. Job did not know what was going on. And somebody was having a free day on his matter. That's why I say, whom resists steadfast, be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary the devil is walking about roaring like a roaring lion. Whom you resist steadfast in the faith. You don't have a ground in yourself. What is afraid of is what Jesus did. That work of Jesus, any day, any time, is terror. Because how Jesus rose up, he can explain it. Up to today, he can explain it. What happened on the cross, he can explain it. He made an end of man there. What happened? Some slippery mathematics that he couldn't put his finger on. So each time it is Christ matter, he always gets as a lad. Not wanting the same to repeat itself again. Amen. Hallelujah. So you see that? So it's that faith. Don't that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world? These are a class of brotherhood. Hallelujah. 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 Now, the issue is this one. The brotherhood of the commandments, those who keep the commandments. In the book of Revelation, chapter 12, you know the one of the wonders in heaven, you know the whole story about the man-child company, right? Praise God. You know the story very well. Amen. They're a company, or they're a brotherhood. They are brethren. That company was a brethren. And the brethren was there. They were in that brotherhood by reason of receiving of commandments. They were holder of commandments. And so, the first crop of them was this man child that was born. And that has a right to ascend to God's throne. Praise God. Because he has the authority to rule the nation with the rod of iron. He completed his program of obedience, right? Praise God. She brought one a man child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And a child was caught up unto God. He was caught up to God. He completed his program and to his throne. So after this experience, the dragon went after the woman and began to cast water. Water was messages. It was casting lies after him. He wants to dissuade the rest of them to fall from obedience. And the great dragon was cast. Now before the place, he went after the woman. And the woman fled into the wilderness where she had a place spell of God that they should feed her. There 1,200 and threescore days, right? And there was war in heaven. Megan and his angel, fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not. Neither was there a place found anymore in heaven. And the dragon was cast out, and that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world, it was cast out into the earth. And his angels were cast out with him. Amen. And I heard the loud voice say in heaven, now is come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren, it's not just our brethren here, of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God, day and night. It's not the accuser of this brethren here. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. They actually laid down their life. They laid down their life for the brethren. They died. They laid down their life for the brethren to ensure that all their brethren were recovered. They didn't lose any one of them. Praise God. What is people? They describe them. They are those who keep his commandments. They are keepers of the commandment. When the dragon saw that he was cast into the earth, He persecuted the woman which brought forth the man child. And to the woman were given two wings of great eagles that she might fly into the wilderness unto the place where she is nourished for a time, and time and have a time from the face of the serpent. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman. So it was pursuing the woman with messages. With messages. Because what the commandment gave them was a message. Are we in the house? Listen. So when you see the church being assaulted with messages, it's not ordinary. They are spiritual battles. So I say, but no, it's not ordinary. Any message that comes, instead God is sending it, or the enemy is sending it. It can't just be one of those things. No, it can't. For now, by reason of what God is doing now, it can't just be one of those things around us that we take. No. We must be sure that God has sent it for what purpose? That my cause are to be carried away. Can you see that? Of the flood. He wants the flood to carry I away. But the earth, can you see the next thing? And the earth hath the woman. The earth is his people. Earth. And his brethren. The earth are his brethren. Hath the woman. And the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast. Some guys will swallow up the no matter. Cast the flood, they will swallow it up. You can say anything about them, but just find out you don't have the strength to believe the gospel. That gospel. They swallow it up. And the dragon was wrath with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of our seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus. He knew that was the son of their strength. <It's> not... Amen. You know, many things has come over the years that seem to come with a mighty assault to search and destroy. Your city thing just come down. Check the messages, they're no more selling. And when they came in, it was as if there were mighty revelations somewhere there. And that's why the devil wants some people to just die. Look. Because you're a problem to the things he brings. So the dragon was wrought with the woman. He was angry. Wow. So everything the woman had that still had the testimony and commandment, he went after them. He will go after them with any kind of attack. To ensure that they drop it. Praise God. Amen. So you discover that it's the commandments that made them what they are. It was the commandment that handed over to them the testimony of Jesus. Or the power to witness. The power to ascend to God. Praise the Lord. Amen. So you see, as the Lord spent time to bring this commandment to us now, it's a delivering they are doing. In this season, they are delivering to us a commandment. And it's an holy commandment that is to be kept. You see, Paul said, keep the commandment unrebukable. He was telling Timothy that concerning commandment of faith, that thou keep this commandment. It's just this commandment. That was of faith, which he called old commandment later on. Amen. Without spot, unrebukable until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. It was a charge. I charge thee. Which in these times is just she who is the blessed and the only potentate, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Who only has immortality, dwelling in the light which no man can approach unto, whom no man has seen nor can see. To him be honor and power everlasting. Amen. That's what it's to deliver. Honor, power. But the next word is going to be glory. The commandments of love will deliver glory, honor. That's why it's glory, honor, and power. So it's those who kept this commandment that can have the other commandment. That's why nobody can claim to have the other commandment if he does not have this commandment. So keep it unrebukable. Keep it pure. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why you can see why God must mark us as those who keep His commandments. If you love me, keep my commandments. It's not just an ordinary scripture, a verse of Bible. Can you see? It's not just keeping Bible. It's keeping my commandments. Amen. And because if there, the devil wants to walk to cause a falling away. He always wants a falling away because he needs the falling away to use. He can't raise anything good for himself. It's when he raises among the brethren of every company they have, it will cause a transgression of the law or transgression of the commandment, and by that cause a falling away. Listen to me. Because you got to complete commandments before you can end up in life. It's true you are having life, but that life does not have the power to break death. So, we are still many times in death. It means death can still capture. You have life, but death can still capture. You have not escaped. When you hear the word, we have passed from death to life. It's a deliverance into a realm of liberty. I went in the house, please. We pass from death to life because we love the brethren. When we accompany the commandment of the Lord, brethren, we escape death. We know that we have been delivered when we receive this commandment and kept it. Death can still destroy you if you have not overcome. If you have not entered into the love of the brethren. Or if you have not received the commandment. Or if you have not kept the commandment. Like I said, it's a strength of love that destroys power of the world. There's a power of love of the world that won't be destroyed until a man keeps the commandment. Yes, there's a worldliness in you that will not go. It won't go. Does not matter how much you try to make it go, don't go. They don't yield to anything than love. Not love is stronger than death. Love is strong. Love has the power to break the hold of death. See, that brotherhood at the realm of obeying the commandment of love. It's different from all I've described about being brothers in church, keeping others in the spirit. It's different from that. It's keeping the witnesses of Christ. I went in the house, please. It's keeping the message. Because what they used to save others is the message. If the message is kept by experience, I went in the house, please. There's pity for the brethren. Do you understand what I'm saying now? That is the place the devil does not want anyone to cross. At that place, he will be wrought. He will be angry if his messages is not being allowed to survive. I went in the house, please. He will throw away caution and tamper with everything around. We know that we are passed from death to life. Another thing says, now the true light shineth. So the darkness is past, and the true light shineth. What about the darkness is past? Were they in darkness? Yes, they were in darkness. Yes, they obeyed faith. Yes, they. You know the faces in life has lots of shade of darkness. That's why it says, you know, he that dwell in this secret of the Most High shall abide under the shadow. On that shadow, there's a cast of variation of darkness there. And it's allowed of God. Amen. It's a time of patience. It's a time of trial. It's a time of proving. I win the house, please. When I say again, a new commandment I write unto you, which things is true. A new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true. What's that new commandment? The blood of the brother, of the brethren, in the new covenant I write, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past and the true light shineth. So when a man will be set or delivered from death to life, it's because the true light shines. True light is the vehicle of translation from death to life. How in the house, please? What's called death is light. Is it not? What is it? Death is a life. What is called life is a life. And what sustains death is darkness. So when they bring the message to us as light, if you receive it from your own heart, the darkness is past. True light is shining. And if you allow the true light to shine through, what does it give you? Give you the true life. So you pass from death to life. You cannot talk about the promise of eternal life without this experience. Amen. There's a place I want to explain. Can I have 50 minutes from you? Amen. Oh, all our viewers, everybody all online, sorry. But let's just do this job before we go to that, okay? Amen. Praise the Lord. So what causes death, or what sustains death, is when the devil, Satan, can deceive a person to turn from the holy commandment. They call this commandment holy commandment. Amen. They are holy. My commandments are holy. When you see Peter or Jude talking about some brethren, they are not young brethren. I will enhance this. They are brethren at the place of obeying the commandments. They are brethren at the place of the testimony of Jesus. They are the brethren at the place of the water and the blood. Are we in the house, please? Praise God. They are the brethren at the place of the commandment of faith and the commandment of the love of the brethren, which actually is the preliminary of the love of Christ. That's it all. Next time we'll be talking about the love of Christ, okay? Yeah. Amen. That's how I want to finish this part tonight. Praise God. Am I with you? It's a painful thing to the heart of God for a man to have tasted, to have eaten the manner of the commandments, and to begin obedience, and to turn away. It's a painful, very, very painful thing. Very painful thing, because it will turn the man to a well without water. A new bad person is better than the person. Actually, it's despising the Lord Jesus. It's a thing of pain. It's not a thing of laughter. It's a thing of pain. If you see anybody preach the message of eternal life to a point of delivering faith, life, to man, and turn, is a man to weep for. God is not an ignorant man. There are those who don't teach the light of it who are ignorant. Are we in the house, please? Once we begin to teach the mystery of the commandment of faith of the Lord Jesus Christ, that's the way they beckon you. They beckon you to come closer, to come more. That's the place where you just need little diligence, add more diligence to add to your faith. Things will just be breaking forth in the realm of your diligence. Are we in the house, please? Amen. That's what Peter says. No, give more diligence. Add to your faith. Add to your faith, virtues, all of that. Let me read this place to you. Maybe it's going to just be a place to help. Second Peter. I started 15 minutes and it has begun counting. Yeah? And I've not opened where I'm going. Oh. Let me read verse 12 of chapter 2. It said, but this, as natural brute, beast, made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption, and shall receive the reward of unrighteousness, as they that count it pleasure to riot in the daytime. See, spots their hair and blemishes, spotting themselves with their own deceivings, while they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery. Now, it's not just adultery, it's not just sleeping with a woman, it's sleeping with nations. Okay, they won't just stay with that knowledge alone, they want to add it knowledge of nations to it. Man cannot cease from sin. That's the sin. The sin is transgressing the commandment. Amen. You know, when we read this, we think he's talking to a believer who is, no, it's not talking about that. Somebody is lying. No. It's talking to dignitaries, people who have come of age. Why they feast with you, having eyes are full of adultery, and they cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls, and a heart that have exercised with covetous practices, cursed children, which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Bosor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but was rebuked for his iniquity, the dumb ass speaking with man's voice, forbid the madness of the prophet. These are wells without water, well, clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the mist of darkness will serve forever. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they are led through the lust of the flesh, through much wantonness. Those that were clean escaped from them who lived in error. So this is a sin of error. It's erring from the commandment. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is brought in bondage. For if they have escaped the pollutions of the world, if they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So the essence of the commandment is to make a man escape corruption. So if through the earth escape, wow, they are again entangled therein. What they have escaped before, they are again entangled therein and overcome. The latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn. See what they turn from? To turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. So it takes trust for them to deliver commandment to a people. Now it's not that there's something different if it's delivered to you, but you have not found enough grace to access, to understand, to relate. It does not mean that you are doing against it. Are we in the house this? And you look to the world and you love the corruption of the world. See, I said, how can a people turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them? No, see, it didn't say commandments. So this people have obeyed some commandment. I went to the house this. But I got a point. This one is not just going to align right. Many of them had problems with this place. Many, very many drop out. But the Antichrist got many in the first church at this point. He got many. John said they were one of us. But they left because they were not really originally part of us. If they had been part of us, they would have continued with us. That they left is a man that they were not really part to start with. Something went wrong. Why? They loved this world. Because the reason for this love is to crush the world. It's for those who want to escape the world. It's those who want to escape the world that embrace it. In embracing it, it crushed the world in them and unleashed in them power of life. Nobody by himself can enter into life. Nobody. We're all nearly finished in death. Verse 22. But it is happened unto them, according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the soul that was washed to a wallowing in the mire. When you check the writing, see, that's Peter towards 2 Peter. Check the writing of 1 John. Check the writing of Jude. They were dealing with the same falling away at the point of commandment. He said, I write unto you concerning the common salvation. The common salvation. That you contend for the faith which was once delivered to the saints. Make sure nobody rubbish this in your hand. Contend and keep it. It was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered to the saints. So there is a time they take commandments and deliver them. As if the page just opened for that commandment to be unveiled. I went to the house this. Listen to me, brethren, in this place. The issue of love of the brethren has become a commandment delivered in this house. It's part of a teaching that will be coming from time to time for washing and cleansing. It's part of the document. Because it's time for men to make progress into a new realm of life. Praise the Lord. What is the problem? Once a man likes to be just natural. You know, the devil just doesn't want to bait you and say, why do you want to be spiritual? Just be natural. Forgetting that the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. You know that sometimes, even your growth, as you grow up in the Spirit, the devil baits you and say, just be natural. Drop the commandment. What you used to climb in the Spirit, he said, drop it. Because when you drop the commandment, or when you sigh into being natural, you are signed to be a brute beast. Brute beast animal. You can be a pastor and become natural. You can be a GO and become natural. You still pray in the name of Jesus. But see, you have dropped your love commandment of spirit of life. Amen. In fact, some people, they grow up to become 60. And when they talk, they want to be, is he a Christian? That's not the way this man used to talk now. Some 20 years ago, what has happened to him? He's the serpent. The dragon. He will follow you with water. Water. Cast waters. If you are not open to your brain enough to know when he's casting the water, so they can eat it up to save you, you will drown in it. I want us to repent the way you have dealt with. We have dealt against our progress. But you see, the time of ignorance, God winked at. Ignorance in that dimension is going to be taken away. It's been taken away by this ministration. So it means that you will be held accountable for conduct and obedience in the Spirit. The enemy is the world. Your love to be rich, they have to deal with it. It blinds your eyes from your brethren. Your love of preeminence blinds your eyes from your brethren. Your selfishness blinds your eyes from your brethren. Do you see that the Lord is delivering to us in this house a commandment in this season? You are not alone. You have a people you belong to. You have a people you are answerable to. You have a brotherhood. You are not alone. You can't be alone. If you have been alone, then cry and say, Jesus, open my eyes. Open my eyes. Go on to him that is alone. If your heart is not panting after some people, something is wrong with you. If your heart is not longing after people, some people, something is wrong with you. If you have no feeling after your people, something is wrong with you. If your heart is dry, your heart is dry, you have no feeling, something is wrong with you. Jesus is here tonight to bring healing to the heart, to the soul, and bring the eyes of enlightenment back to us. He said to the church in Laodicea, I said, you are poor, you are wretched, you are miserable. You are miserable. I said, we are okay. I'm okay. I said, you are miserable. said, buy from me. Buy from me. Tonight we have come to Jesus to buy from him. Lord, open my eyes. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. Let me see who I am in the midst of where you have put me, where you have placed me. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. Open me. Rabash Kapalia. Emrosh Kapaliba Rabalash. The test of opposition. Namasata. Rosh Kapenima Ruta Sasibalata. Rash Kamani. Matos the Polymasia Badi Marash Kapaliba. I want you to pray to Jesus tonight. Pray to Jesus. Say, Jesus, what is in you must be in me. What is in you must be in me. The passion, the feeling, the attachment, the drive, the compassion, the longing, the commitment to spend and we spend on your brethren. You must be willing and be ready to spend and be spent. What do you have that you have not received? To spend and be spent. Paul said, I will gladly spend and be spent. That's the power that will change your frame, that will change your life. If you buy to this man, you buy to a force that will transform you, that will change you, that will change your wire, that will change your frame, that will give you victory above this present evil world. That is designed to drown you, designed to drown you, empty you, designed to make you a sickly cymbal without life, making noise without life. Tonight, do it in me, do it in me, do it in me, do it in me. Take away the heart of stone. Put the heart of flesh. Take away the heart that has no feeling. Put the heart of flesh. Let your blood flow through me. Let your blood flow through me. Thank you, Jesus.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that have come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teachings with Reverend Busuyi or Labadie by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 at DME College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.